तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
जनवरी 1 तारिकबाट महामारीका लागि सरकारले ल्याएका आर्थिक सहायता रकममा परिवर्तन हुने भएपछि आर्थिक क्षेत्रका विज्ञ र विपक्षी दलले जब सिकर र किपर जस्ता आर्थिक सहायतालाई भने प्रभावित नपार्न आग्रह गरेका छन्। शुक्रबार 1 जनवरीदेखि जब सिकरमा $100 कटौती भएको छ भने सोमबार 4 जनवरीदेखि जब किपरमा $200 कटौती हुँदैछ। जसअनुसार जब सिकर रकम प्रति 2 हप्ता $150 कायम भएको छ भने जब किपर रकम भने $1,000 प्रति 2 हप्ता कायम हुनेछ। तर हप्ताको 20 घण्टाभन्दा कम काम गर्ने मानिसहरूका हकमा भने जब किपर रकम 650 प्रति 2 हप्ता कायम रहनेछ र आर्थिक रूपमा समस्यामा रहेका मानिसहरू करिब $40 प्रति दिनमा जीवन गुजार्नुपर्ने स्थितिमा पुग्नेछन्, जुन अधिकांश मानिसहरूले अस्वीकार्य रहेको तर्क गरेका छन्। सन् 2020 धेरै कुराहरूमा चुनौतीपूर्ण रह्यो र राष्ट्रका लागि पनि धैर्यता राख्नुपर्ने वर्षका रूपमा रहन गयो। डियोलोइट एक्सिस इकोनोमीका क्रिस रिकार्सन यो वर्षको मुख्य चुनौती रोजगारको क्षेत्रमा देखा परेको बताउँछन्।
2020 has been a pretty proud year to be an Australian. We tend to forget just how much of a standout we've been on the global stage fighting the coronavirus. And keeping our economy stronger than most. We can continue to do that in 2021, but it remains challenging. And one thing from the government side we need to keep doing is supporting people through this crisis. So far, so good. Unemployment is less than 7% today. The fears were it could be as high as 10%. But the 2021 challenge is jobs, right? We absolutely need to get those jobs back as fast as we can.
कोरोना भाइरस अन्तर्गतको सहायता बन्द हुँदा यसले 10 लाख मानिसहरूलाई असर पुर्याउने भएको छ। सरकारी सेवा सम्बन्धी छाया मन्त्री बिल सर्टन आर्थिक सहायतामा कटौती मुलुककै लागि टाउको दुखाइको विषय बन्न सक्ने बताउँछन्।
This is the Morrison government's marketing con man stunt. They're trying to distract people on New Year's Eve with a welfare fraud crackdown because on New Year's Day there'll be millions of Australians losing $100 a fortnight on JobSeeker and JobKeeper. The Morrison government's giving millions of Australians one massive New Year's hangover, which is going to last for a long time.
सरकारी सहायता बन्द हुँदा थुप्रै मानिसहरूलाई जीवन धान्न मुश्किल पर्ने उनको भनाइ छ।
The unemployed in Australia are essentially going back from what's about to be $50 a day down to $40 a day. Initially in this crisis, their payments hit around about $80 a day. That's too tough. And it's a payment that's now going to more Australians who are unemployed than were true just a year ago.
र उनी भन्छन् जब सिकरको आर्थिक सहायता कटौती नगर्नका लागि ठूलो समर्थन छ।
The cheapest stimulus you can give in Australia right now is certainty in these incredibly uncertain times. And it's important for families to know financially what's the worst it could be. And it's a very different answer if we go back to what we're about to go back to, the $50 a day, or all the way back down to $40 a day. Those are very different numbers.
यता सरकारी सेवा मन्त्री स्ट्रेट रोबर्ट सरकारले प्रोत्साहनका केही प्याकेजहरूमा कटौती गर्ने भए पनि अन्य थुप्रै सरकारी सहायताले भने निरन्तरता पाउने र यसलाई सन्तुलित बनाउने बताउँछन्।
The government will continue to balance livelihoods and lives, as we've been doing all year. A number of economic payments will continue to be in place in terms of JobKeeper and JobSeeker, and we intend to balance not just the provision of welfare support, but also get the balance right between encouraging people into jobs. And that's why JobSeeker and JobKeeper continue, albeit at a tapered level through to the 31st of March 2021.
र उनी भन्छन् चाँडै नै सरकारले नयाँ कार्यक्रमका बारेमा घोषणा गर्नेछ र यो सँगै सरकारले रोजगारदाता कम्पनीहरूलाई रोजगारीमा युवाहरूलाई प्राथमिकतामा राख्न ल्याएको $4 अर्ब प्याकेज पनि आउँदो फेब्रुअरीदेखि सुरु हुनेछ, जस अन्तर्गत 16-29 वर्षसम्मका मानिसहरूलाई रोजगारी दिने कम्पनीले हप्ताको $200 सरकारी प्रोत्साहन रकम प्राप्त गर्नेछन्। यसै गरी 30-35 वर्ष उमेर समूहका मानिसहरूलाई रोजगार दिए बापत $100 प्रति हप्ता प्राप्त गर्नेछन्।
A safe and effective vaccine, validated, proven, by our scientists, by our doctors, will be available to all Australians and will be a key step in our recovery in 2021. Our economic recovery plan will continue to get even more Australians back into work and restore their livelihoods, driven by a business-led recovery. You know, around 80% of the jobs that were lost during the pandemic have already been recovered. 450,000 businesses have graduated from JobKeeper to support themselves. That's taken more than 2 million Australians off taxpayer-funded income support. That's real signs of progress.
र प्रधानमन्त्री मोरिसनले नयाँ वर्षमा आफ्ना संकल्पमा रहिरहन र चुनौतीहरूको सामना गर्न जनतासँग आग्रह गरेका छन्।
So Australia, as we go into this new year, stronger, safer, together. That's the path ahead of us in 2021. Let's continue on that path in the way we've been able to get through this past year and emerge even stronger in 2021. I wish you a very happy, a very safe and a prosperous new year from my family to yours. God bless you, Australia, and thank you.
Like, share, recommend, SBS Nepali, Facebook, ma saath dinuhos.